Will somebody please explain to me, how is it that we got so many creepos out there and they want to be around your children? And the left is definitely trying to get these people into your schools. These people want to indoctrinate your children, man. And there are some very, very sick people out there. Disgusting. Now, when I was in school, man, this would never be happening. But here in 2024, man, the post-George Floyd world, you have to be accepting of everything demonic. And folks, this story here definitely seems to be something that is demonic, because this person, man, looks like they're straight from hell. No other way to put it. Folks, there's a sex offender that was actually around the campuses of, I believe, an elementary school in Colorado. This person tried to kidnap a child. And we got more disturbing details on this person. I don't know why this person is actually free on the streets. Some people, guys, you can't help. Some people deserve to be put away forever. Now, when it comes to sex offenders, I don't believe these people should see the light of day. Lock them away forever. Because we know, man, these people got issues. They'll be back. If you let them out, you tell them, hey, you can't be around kids. But do you really think they're not going to be around kids? Do you think that they actually want to attempt to be around kids? This is what they do. But this story here, man, is wild. Really wild. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you watch on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So, here we go. Look at this right here. Transgender zombie, sex offender, arrested for attempted kidnapping at school. And you may be thinking, zombie? Well, this person really does look like a zombie. Look at this picture right here, man. That tells you everything you need to know. This man's name is Solomon Galligan. And they actually gave him a bond. $25,000? That's it? And then he's transgender as well. He's a man. But right here, you can see a picture right there. Him dressed up as a woman. Yeah. This is scary, man. This picture right here is terrifying. Let's jump back over here. Says here, a meth mouth, transgender zombie named Solomon Galligan is making news this week after word leaked out that he allegedly tried to abduct an elementary kid. And police say it's all on surveillance video. According to the Aurora, Colorado Police Department, Galligan, who was convicted in 2011 of a non-consensual touching sex crime, walked into a field at Black Forest Hills Elementary School on Friday during a fifth grade recess and tried to grab a child. According to the arrest affidavit, I told you, man, these people, man, if you let them out, do you think they're really going to change? No. Lock this person up forever. In the document, police detail how Galligan fell over a white blanket he was carrying and a child escaped to safety while the other kids yelled, "Stranger danger," to alert adults that a zombie had infiltrated the school grounds. Man, this is terrifying, man. How is it that this person ended up on the grounds of an elementary school, kidnap a kid? Thank God he fell down. And then the kid was able to escape. Says here, as the kids yelled, the zombie stopped and went east away from the school. But a parent was able to spot the powdered faced scumbag, and he was eventually arrested, but not before he claimed to have been assaulted and that he needed medical attention. Cops eventually ran a background check and determined Galligan is a sex offender. However, a search of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation registry reveals that the agency doesn't have a listing for a Solomon Galligan. Fox 31 Denver reports Galligan was arrested in January for failure to register as a sex offender, and he has had similar charges on his record going back to 2012. But yet this man was still out there. Out there on the streets. Parents told Fox 31 that immediately after the near kidnapping, third graders were sent out for recess. A secure campus should have been called immediately. They didn't do that, so the person still at large for another hour. You could almost be Colorado Springs. Parent Dante White told the news outlet. This is insane. This scumbag kidnapped a kid. This person, man, just look at him. He should not be out on the streets. He looks like a hot mess. I'm pretty sure the mainstream media ain't gonna touch this one. Oh no, this dude transgender. This is actually a biological male. So he's black, transgender. Yeah, he has the woke trifecta right here, man. They ain't gonna touch this thing. But this man is despicable. Absolutely disgusting, man. It burns my blood to actually see somebody like this. This person should not be out on the streets. And that $25,000 bond should be denied. He kidnapped a kid. He did it. It wasn't an attempted kidnapping. Once you actually have that kid in your possession, that is kidnapping right there. Lock this man up for life. He should never, ever see the light of day. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.